The road was like a swimming pool. Camberwell New Road could be closed for up to a week as leak is repaired. Camberwell New Road could be partially closed for up to a week after a burst water main caused a huge flood to engulf the street. The closure of the busy main road, the A202, which connects Camberwell to Kennington, is likely to cause major disruption to hundreds of commuters and drivers in the area. The road was awash with gushing water early on Tuesday morning, with the stream covering pavements and leaking into front gardens. The London Fire Brigade arrived on the scene shortly after 7:30 a.m. and reported that 20 houses had been affected by the flood. Resident Peter Willis was given sandbags, the fire brigade, to prevent the water making inroads into his front garden. "The road was like a swimming pool," he said. "My flatmate had to get a piggyback off a fireman to the bus stop because she couldn't walk to it." Thames Water were unable to stop the leak until early afternoon, which left some residents fearing for their homes. "It looks like it's getting worse," Tyrone Winter, who lives close to the burst mains, told the news on Tuesday. "They haven't tempered the flow. If they don't stop it, then it's going to end up in my house." However, Thames Water confirmed by 5 p.m. on Tuesday that only a few properties had sustained minor water damage, limited mainly to the hallways in a few properties. Camberwell resident councillor Kieran Williams said that Thames Water planned to dig up the road and inspect the pipe on Tuesday night, after which they hoped to confirm the timescale of the closure. They told Councillor Williams that there was a chance of the road being 50% closed for up to 1 week, depending on the extent of the damage to the pipe. "This is a congested route at the best of times," said Councillor Williams, "so it's not ideal." TfL is managing diversions and traffic signalling in the area during the road closure. It has confirmed that 4 bus routes have been diverted, but stated these are not significant delays to any of these. Some residents are concerned about the safety implications caused by the increased congestion on side roads as a result of diversions. "Today there was a big diversion with all the buses coming through on the smaller roads like Wyndham Road and Comber Grove," said local resident Jane Beavis. "There are 3 schools on this site, Comber Grove Primary, St Joseph's Infants and Ark All Saints Academy. This is not good." Jane, part of a local residents group, stated that concern over volume of traffic on the road had recently been voiced at a meeting, even before Tuesday's disruption. "Residents are already upset about it," she said. Councillor Williams was keen to ensure local residents that should the closure be a long-term fixture, he'd be asking Southwark Council and TfL to look carefully at their diversion plans, ensuring that safety is kept to the fore. Thames Water stated that it would be responsible for cleaning the silt off the road. This major incident comes after a smaller incident 2 weeks ago, when there was a leak from a different pipe outside the Bear Pub, also on Camberwell New Road. Despite the inconvenience, many people managed to see the funny side, with people posting humorous pictures and tweets on Twitter. One which attracted attention was a picture of TFC supermarket staff using a forklift truck to cross the flood to get to work. "It was my idea," said manager Roger Sturbey, "because we had no way to get into the shop." It was funny.